local communities had the opportunity to make decisions about their own areas and what happens there, and to look at their own needs and to make democratic decisions and to be able to go ahead with them, largely using European funding under the LEADER programme. That has changed completely, and that now all of that decision making has been centralised, has been pulled back to the centre, and that this does huge damage to the fabric, if you like, of society in rural areas. And it takes ordinary people out of the equation when it comes to making decisions about their own place. And I know, I suppose, for a lot of people listening, that may not seem all that important. But the truth is, it's extremely important, because we live in a world now where things happen, you know, over which we have no control, over which our governments have no control, and yet they impact on us very significantly. That's the kind of world we live in. And the only way that I believe you can counterbalance that is to give people, or allow people, to be able to make decisions locally about things that affect them. And I just use the example of LEADER, which was community-led local development, which is supposed to be community-led local development, but is now local authority-led local development. So the decision-making of the communities is being taken from them. And I think that is such a terrible thing to happen, because it damages the fabric of communities, and people then feel that they no longer have a stake in what goes on in their own place, and they no longer have an influence in what happens. And that's damaging in the long term.
You've raised this issue with the European Commission, and made the argument that while what is happening at government level here may be within the letter of the law in terms of LEADER, it doesn't appear to be within the spirit of what LEADER is supposed to be.
Well, it absolutely isn't. And this is supposed to be, I come back to the phrase, community-led local development. Yet when we checked, the LCDCs which have been set up, I'm sorry to use that term because people aren't sure what it means, but it's the name of the organisation that has been set up basically to deliver LEADER. 85% of those throughout the country are chaired by county managers or by former politicians. Now, look, I have nothing against county managers or former politicians, but they are not community-led local development. They have their own role, and it's separate to that. And, you know, I know throughout the country, I get emails from all over the country, as many from outside my constituency as in it, in fact, sometimes more, of LEADER groups coming under really significant pressure not to bid for the LEADER programme, even though, according to the European legislation, which I was centrally involved in putting together, according to that, there's supposed to be an open and transparent bid. And there's lots of ways of putting pressure on people. And it has been used, different things in different places. Sometimes I'm astonished by what I hear. And at this point, I'm sometimes not even surprised now, because I've got so used to it. But the system decided that this was going to be the way it was, and many of the LEADER groups were squeezed out. Some of them were happy to go, but many of them were not, and literally are left with little or no choice.